This is Plot A Course, a Star Wars prequel trilogy Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Skyrunner and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for POV Fox, POV Third Person, Present Tense, Crack, Ficlet, Treason, Partners in Crime, Humor. Fox gets a little murder as a treat. Fox is a hard man to shop for, but Cody gives the best birthday presents anyway. Summary. Prompt. That's completely unreasonable. I'll do it. Or, Fox can't stand Anakin, but he really can't resist this most recent temptation. Fox doesn't like General Skywalker. He's brash, he's bratty, he's arrogant, doesn't have two brain cells to rub together, never turns his paperwork in on time, and, most damning of all, he's married to a politician. Oh wait, do excuse him, he is semi-permanently assigned to guard a senator, one with extensive self-defense training, a fully staffed personal guard, and a closet full of body doubles, whose security somehow routinely hinges on both of them getting naked. He's learned to be very noisy when approaching the Naboo senatorial pod. And the senator's quarters. And the turbo lifts after business hours. And supply closets at any time of day. So, actually, he hates Skywalker. Fox especially hates that he's in his office, sitting in his nice, perfectly legitimately acquired leather chair without so much as knocking. "My office hours are done for the day, sir," Fox says blandly. "You'll have to come back tomorrow." "Your sign says you're still available?" Skywalker nods at the schedule Fox has posted to keep track of meetings. Without turning away from Skywalker, Fox reaches over and knocks it off the hook. It clatters to the floor noisily. Skywalker stares at it, baffled. "Actually, it looks like I'll be unavailable all week. You can schedule with my assistant on your way out." Skywalker is still staring at the fallen calendar. "How are you related to Rex?" "Unwillingly." "Do you need help finding your way out? I can summon a trooper. Or a droid. Draw a map, perhaps?" Skywalker finally looks up, looking much too desperate for Fox's taste. It practically screams, "Clean up my mess," and Fox isn't in the mood to play maid. "Commander Fox," Skywalker begins, "I know we've never been on the best of terms. I can color code the map if that makes it easier for you. But you're the only one who can help me." "That's not true. I'm sure any given 8-year-old could guide you to the door and out of my office." "It's a matter of galactic security." "Then it's above my unpaid grade. I'm assigned to the Coruscant Guard." "Exactly!" Skywalker practically shouts. "You're the only one who has credentials for what I need." Fox narrows his eyes. He thinks he knows where this is going. "For what?" "Acquiring holo recordings." "Yep." "I'm not abusing my station to produce your sex tape." Skywalker's eyes practically bulge out of his skull. "What?" "People finding out you bang Senator Amidala on the regular is not a matter of any kind of security, let alone galactic."
Padme's not... This is about the Chancellor!"
Fox freezes.
"You're banging the Chancellor?" "Oh, stars, it shouldn't be possible, but it is. The only politician Skywalker shadows more than Amidala, also from Naboo, same vocal registers. Skywalker's double dipping. And everyone simply assumes it's only the senator.
No, Force, no, none of this is about banging.
Skywalker buries his face in his hands. Fox similarly buries his disappointment. That bit of gossip would have won him thousands with the tabloids.
Why did Cody send me to you?
Cody? Fox echoes doubtfully. Marshal Commander Cody sent you to me. Skywalker takes a deep breath. The Chancellor is playing both sides of the war. There's solid evidence to suggest he's doing it for profit, but there's also a possibility that he orchestrated the whole thing to accumulate power. He presses his lips into a thin line. And I personally have reason to believe he might be a Sith Lord. Fox twists in his seat, looking for the cameras set up for this truly elaborate prank. Finding none, he turns back to Skywalker.
Okay. And you're telling me this, why?
I'm going to confront him, Skywalker says solemnly. If he's what I think he is, only one of us will walk out alive.
Yeah, tragic. Still not sure what I have to do with this.
He's powerful, politically. Even if he's not a Sith, he can easily sweep everything under the rug if we don't have evidence against him. I need you to pull the recordings, in case...
You're too dead to do it yourself?
Uh-huh. Fox turns to his computer, casually typing as he continues to speak. And why isn't your master or Padawan here to help you with this? Seems like they're type of crazy. Skywalker's jaw tightens.
Obi-Wan believes we should go through the appropriate channels before confronting him. And I can't bring Snips into this.
Right. He types a few final satisfying keystrokes and turns back to the martyr-to-be. So, to summarize, you want me, a clone commander rejected from frontline operations that you've only had poor interactions with, to record you, a lone Jedi with no backup authorization or sense, as you embark on a suicidal mission to confront an ancient and supremely powerful enemy on his own terrain. Skywalker's gone three shades paler, but he's brash and bratty and arrogant, so instead of rethinking his lack of strategy, he tucks his chin and says, "Yes."
That is completely unreasonable.
Skywalker nods miserably.
Yeah, all right.
He stands. Skywalker stands too, nervous and on edge.
You'll do it?
Sure, on one condition. He pulls his rifle out of its rack, double-checking ammo and sights.
I get a shot at him.
Skywalker gapes at him like he wasn't the one who walked into Fox's office uninvited, teasing him with gossip and seducing him with the promise of treason.
But I need you to
ensure the holo recordings get out. Yeah, I've already automated it. He tips his head at his computer. It'll stream to Cody. By the way, if we live through this, remind me to send him flowers. And simultaneously record it to three different servers. Good? Skywalker blinks.
Yeah, good.
Yet Skywalker doesn't move, the enormity of what he's about to do only just hitting him. He looks lost. Fox sighs. The things he does for premeditated murder. He walks to Skywalker's side and places a reassuring hand on his shoulder. Hey, he says gently, I can still draw that map for you.
The end.